You know, whenever I need to ask myself, should I make a coffee? The answer, I think, is usually yes. Well, meaning in the context of like recording, but it's also a little bit too late. I'm not going to make a coffee right now. Chevre, we have a daf to learn today. Daf Chof Tes. Misach Dabab Mitzia. Chof Tes is a... how you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Chof Tes. Daf 29 in Misach Dabab Mitzia. Friends. Yo, friends. Daf Chof Tes is Mama Shigavald. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what to tell you about Daf Chof Ches. Like, Daf Chof Tes. Like, the Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph is like pretty hard, kind of. But it's also like not that long. So it's just like, there's like a burst of like hard. But it's going to take a long time because it's pretty hard. It's just, it's pretty hard. You got to work through it. But then the rest of it, other than that, like short bit, which you got to work through, but you really got to work through it. Other than that, it's like not that hard. So, but it's big. It's gonna be a big one. I know it. It's gonna be an hour. That's my prediction. It's gonna be an hour. We'll see. Okay, we're gonna start in Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. We also have a little bit of work to do on the Chof Ches Amud Beis. I have a feeling it's going to be a long one. Even because of there's that bit, there's that chunk. Basically, the entirety of Chof Ches Amud Aleph, which is not that big, got to really work through it. But other than that, it's not hard. So, anyways. Says the Mishnah on the Chof Ches Amud Beis. Okay, like, I don't know, 10 lines before it gets wide. Okay, so if you find something like a cow or an ox, so an ox eats, right? So you find an ox, now you have to feed it, right? So that's going to be expensive, but you can also use the ox to work your field. So kilu, it's like a shtickle, like win-win kaze. So kilu, it's not just like freeloading, right? It's not just that you have an ox and now you have to feed it. Yeah, you have to feed it, but you may as well also use it, and you can get benefit from it. So kind of it's like, you know, it works both ways. So chodavasha osev ochel, anything that you find that can work for you, but you also, of course, need to pay for its food. Okay, yaisev yochel, well, just hold on to it. Let it work for you. Feed it in the meantime, but also get value from it through its work. Seder. Chodavasha ein ose, but nonetheless, ve'ochel, but something that doesn't work, and yet it eats, so I don't know, like a bunny rabbit, you know, so a bunny rabbit isn't doing, you're not getting any value from it. You find a bunny rabbit, so you have to feed it, but you don't, you know, it's not going to help you out at all. Or how about this, even better, like a calf, right? We're going to see, it's going to come up soon, like a calf doesn't work, it's too young, but at the same time, you got to feed it, it's going to be more expensive to feed than a bunny rabbit. So you find like a calf, so then what do? So it's going to be, you know, it's going to cost you money to keep it alive, yet you're not getting any value from it. Yimacher, so sell it, and then you'll immediately get just the money for it, and then you'll have the money. And we're going to see what's complicated about this Mishnah, as we're going to see in a minute, the machlokas between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva about, you know, what can you do with this money? Can you spend it? Can you not spend it? You know, can you use it or not? Shenemar, the post says, Vashivo Solo, that you have to return the found item to the loser. Re'ei heich teshivenulo, and kind of make a plan for how you will, in fact, return it to the loser, right? So meaning, if you have a calf that you find, and it's not doing any work for you, and all you're doing is feeding it, well, guess what? When the loser comes to retrieve it, you know what the loser is going to get in addition to his calf? A big food bill. And if the calf eats so much food that the food bill is going to be the same value as the calf itself, so then what are you technically returning to the person? You know, you're returning the calf, but you're also giving a huge bill for the same value as the calf, so you may as well just not pick it up. So kind of make sure that when you return the lost object, if I'm understanding correctly, make sure that you return it in such a state that the loser is actually getting, you know, gaining something and not losing something. So therefore, if that means sell the calf immediately, so you can basically freeze the value at that time and then just put it aside, let's say, and then the loser comes to retrieve the calf, so you say, look, I sold the calf, but here's its value. So then you should do that, right? So re'ei heich teshivenu lo. So kind of, you know, look into making sure that you're actually returning something to of value to the loser, and he's not just going to be a big loser and end up having to pay a huge bill. Maye bedomim. Now, what about this money? Okay, fine. So say you find this calf, so you immediately sell it so you can kind of preserve the value. During that time, until the loser shows up to retrieve essentially the money, what can you know? Can you use the money? So Tarfin Omer Yishtamish, when Tarfin says sure, use it. The fichach, therefore, im avdu chay b'achrayusan ho. If they get lost, you're gonna be chayiv. You're gonna have to be chayiv for the achrayus. Ooh, is this gonna be a machloikis? About what are we talking about? Gneva v'aveda? Are we talking about ones? Ho. Rabbi Kiva Omer leyishtamish boen. Rabbi Kiva says, don't use them. Lefichach im avdu ein chay b'achrayusan. Therefore, if they get lost, you're not chayiv b'achrayus. Hoi. Oi, is this gonna be a machloikis? Is this going to be a machlokes? Chever? This is daf chov tes amud aleph. Whoa! Get ready. Get your brain. Maybe take a minute. Maybe I'll tell you. We have a few minutes where maybe it's going to be not as difficult. Go prepare coffee. But get that brain ready. So Tarfin says that you're allowed to use the money, and therefore you're chayiv b'achrayus. Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to use the money, and therefore you are not chayiv b'achrayus. Okay. Zokti gemore ule elom. So now when we say that if you find an ox, and the ox can work your field, so you can get value from it, you can use the ox, but at the same time you're going to have to feed the ox. So instead of hold on to it, get value from it, feed it at the same time. Now is this forever? Forever and ever and ever, you have to keep this up. Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel ad Yud Beis Chodesh for 12 months. I guess after 12 months, I don't know what happens after 12 months. What, you sell it or something? I think, exactly. After that, you sell it and then do that. Tanam Yochiv Yochid learn in a brayse like this, Kodavash Oisav Oichel, anything that works and also eats, for example, Kigon, Par of a Chomer, for example, a cow or a donkey, Metapo Boy, Nadud Beis Chodesh. So hold on to them and get value from them, use them, feed them for 12 months, Mikam Ve'elach, but after that, Shom Dmeyen, just get their value, Umanichon, right, sell them basically, evaluate them, sell them, Umanichon, and then just leave the money. Agolim V'siochin, calves, and what was siachin again? An eagle is a calf, and a siach is a what? What's a siach? Come on, what's a siach? Ah, one second. Young donkeys. Yeah, right. Agolim V'siochin, Metapubo and Shlosha Chodashim. So, because they don't work, so then you'll just take care of them for 3 months. Mikam Ve'elach. After that, Shom Dmeinu Manichon, so just evaluate them and then sell them and then leave the money. Avoz Matani Golin, a gander. So a gander, Matani Golin, and the roosters. Metaba Boyen, Shloshim Yom, so then you just take care of them for 30 days. Mikam Ve'elach, after that, Shom Dmeinu Manichon, evaluate the value, sell them, and leave the money. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchok says of Nachman by Yitzchok, Tanigoles, Kibeim Agasa, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says that a chicken, a hen, that lays eggs is like a Behem Agasa, is like an ox that works your field, right? In both cases, it eats, but it also provides value. So therefore, Taninam Yochi, we also learn a price like this, Tanigoles, Behem Agasa, Metababen, Shneim Asar Chodesh, right? So both by a hen, as well as by a large animal like an ox, so you take care of them for 12 months. After that, Shom Dmeyen, Umanichon, you evaluate the value, sell, and leave the money. Agolim V'siochin, calves and young donkeys, Metabobain, Lamid Yom, you take care of them for 30 days. Now remember, a few minutes ago we said 3 months. So we're going to have to figure this out. You bet some, sell them and put aside the money. Ganders and roosters. And anything that its upkeep is going to be more expensive than any value that you may receive from them. You just care for them for 3 days. Then after that, you sell them and put aside the money. Kasha agolim v'syochin, agolim v'syochin, avozim v'tana galen, avozim v'tana galen. On the one hand, by the agolim v'syochin, we initially said 3 months, and then we said 30 days. And the avozim v'tana galen, we initially said 30 days, and then we're saying 3 days. Agolim v'syochin, agolim v'syochin, kasha, ho ho ho. So the calves and the young donkeys are no problem. It depends. If there's grazing available for them, so they can like graze grass and stuff, so then keep them for 3 months. But if there's no grass available for them to graze, and he has to like feed them with like feed, so then only 30 days. If they're big and they require more food, so 3 days. If they're smaller and they require less food, 30 days. Alright, let's go weiter shtickle again. Now, if it doesn't do any work, yet it eats, that you shall return it to him. Make sure that you're returning it to him in full and figure out a plan to be able to do that. If you find a bunch of calves, don't say, well, how am I going to feed these calves? Let me, sell one of them and then I'll use that money to feed the rest. But then when you give back the calves, you're giving them back the calves minus one. So that won't work. Or a young donkey for young donkeys. Avozel, avozel, tanagolim, tanagolim. In all of these cases, don't sell one of them and use that to feed the others. Rather, sell all of them, put aside the money, and return it, because you don't want to have a situation where all of a sudden you're not returning, or like the loser is not really getting back what he lost. All right, Chevre, you've been warned. Nothing so crazy, honestly. It's just Gemara. I mean, it's not like Bava Mivamis or anything like that. It's really fine, but you have to work through it. So I warned, I think it's a little bit of a strong word, but you've been told that if you need a coffee, you should have gotten it by now. Here we go. It's going to be very geschmack. I think I probably freaked everybody out and everything. You shouldn't be freaked out. You should be excited. This is going to be awesome. I hope I didn't work it up too much. Chevre, just bear with me. It's going to be great, okay? Just think it's going to be great, and it will, okay? My Yebidom, Reb Taifin Omer, Yishtamesh Boen V'chulei. Ooh, this is so geschmack. I don't know how seventh graders are supposed to understand such a complicated Gemara like the one that we're about to learn, but, well, I'll tell you, they don't. But something kind of gets in there, into that noggin. I don't know, something gets in there. Something. You don't actually understand anything, but the words are familiar. So, this is so geschmack. So we saw this machlokes between Reb Taifin, this is so geschmack, and Reb Akiva, that, so if you sell the lost object or the animal and you have the money, so the shayla is, can you use the money or not? Reb Taifin says, sure, you can use the money. And therefore, you're chayev ba'achrayis. Okay, if something happens to it, you're going to be chayev. Okay, Rabbi Akiva says you cannot use it, and therefore, if something happens to it, you are potter. Okay. Now, adkan lo plige elok shenishtamesh bo. I hope that I remember how to learn this. It's not super easy to read. You have to understand. You have to remember how to do this. But okay, adkan lo plige elok shenishtamesh bo. And I remember I had said that I need coffee, right? Ho ho. So the machlok is between Reb Taifin and Reb Akiva is with regard, So the machlok is between Reb Akiva and Reb Taifin. Remember, I have to remember how to explain it. It's not so easy. The machlok is between Reb Akiva and Reb Taifin is a machlok is about, well, are you allowed to use the money or aren't you allowed to use the money? However, if you are not So everyone agrees, both Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva agree that if you are not allowed to use the money, so if you're not allowed to use the money, then be'etzim you're a shomer aveda. You're just guarding a lost object. You're a custodian for a lost object. And you know, you can't use it. You just have to custodian it. So now everybody agrees that if that were the case, that you are not allowed to use it, to use the money, well, then everyone would agree, okay, so you're a shomer aveda. You're guarding a lost object. And a shomer aveda is like a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is potter for gneva va'aveda. So, and you would not, if it gets lost, you would not, you'd be potter. You would not have to pay for it. Everybody agrees. Reb Tarfon, Reb Akiva, everybody agrees that if he were not allowed to use the money, then he would be a shomer aveda. A shomer aveda is like a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is potter for gneva va'aveda. Everybody agrees with that. Where they don't agree is, well, is that the case or not? Is he allowed to use the money or isn't he allowed to use the money? If he's not allowed to use the money, everybody agrees that it would be a shomer chinam, that it would be a shomer aveda, which is like a shomer chinam, and it would be potter for gneva aveda. Reb Tarfon, however, disagrees with that premise, though, and says, but he is allowed to use the money. And therefore, because he is allowed to use the money, therefore he's getting value from the money, which makes him like a shomer socher, a paid custodian, and a paid custodian is chayv for gneva aveda, and that is why he's chayv b'achrayis. But everyone agrees that if he were to be not allowed to use the money, then he would be a shomer aveda, which is like a shomer chinam, and therefore it would be potter from gneva aveda. Okay? So I can't know plige elok shenishtamish boy. The machloikis between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva is about, are you allowed to use the money or aren't you allowed to use the money? Avalo nishtamish boy, but everybody agrees that would you not be allowed to use money? If the halacha was that you are not allowed to use the money, well then, im avdu potter, well then, if you're not allowed to use the money, then you're a shomer aveda, which is like a shomer chinam, and shomer chinam is potter for gneva va'aveda lema tehave tiyufta derev Yosef. So therefore, let's say that this is machlok, this is a kasha on Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef's opinion is that a shomer aveda is like a shomer socher and would be chayav for gneva va'aveda. Okay, so we're saying the machlok is between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva is about, are you allowed to use the money or not? But they all would agree that should you not be allowed to use the money, the halacha would be that you'd be a shomer aveda, and a shomer aveda is like a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam is potter for gneva aveda. That is like Rabbah, who says that a shomer aveda is like a shomer chinam, but Rav Yosef disagrees and says that a shomer aveda is like a shomer socher. Yet, if that were the case, well, this is a problem for Rav Yosef, because here we're saying that everybody agrees that if you're not allowed to use the money, then you're a shomer aveda, and a shomer aveda is a shomer chinam. Like Rabbah, this would be a kasha on Rav Yosef. I told you it's very, very, very geschmack, but you're gonna have to work. You know, you're gonna have to work through it. The Idmar Fru stated shomer aveda when it comes to a custodian for a lost object. Rabbah Omer shomer chinam. Rabbah says he's like a shomer chinam. Rav Yosef Omer shomer socher. Rav Yosef says he's like a shomer socher. So now listen up, Chevre. This just gets deeper and deeper into like a hole of geschmack. That's a good hole to get deeper into. So Amalach Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef will respond to you. My oh my, my oh my, do 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 ba-da-dump. So Rav Yosef will respond to you, and he sticks to his perspective, his approach, and he says, "No, I do not accept that. Rather, no. If he were unable to use the money, so then he's a shomer aveda, and a shomer aveda is like a shomer is treated as a shomer socher, and a shomer socher is chayav for gneva va'aveda." So if that's the case, then what does it mean when Rav Akiva says that if he's not allowed to use the money, then he's potter? He's potter for own sin. Meaning we treat him like a shomer socher, so he's chayav for gneva va'aveda, but he's potter for own sin. Whereas, so what Rav Akiva is saying, explains Rav Yosef, that what Rav Akiva is saying is that if he's not allowed to use the money, so then he's a Shomer Aveda. And a Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Socher. A Shomer Socher is Chayav for Gneva Aveda, but he's Potter for Onsin, for accidental things. And Reb Tarfin says that, look, he's allowed to use the money. And because he's allowed to use the money, he's like a Shoel. He's like a borrower. And a borrower is Chayav for Onsin. So the machlokas here is not about that if you're chayav for Gneva Aveda. Rav Yosef would say, no, everyone would agree that if he's a Shomer Aveda, so then he would be like a Shomer Socher, and therefore it would be chayav for Gneva Aveda. The machlokas here, according to Rav Yosef, is so Rav Akiva says you're not allowed to use the money, therefore you're like a Shomer Socher. Shomer Socher is potter for Onsin, whereas Rav Tarfin says you're allowed to use the money, therefore you're like a Shoel. And a Shoel is Chayav for Onsin. Ooh-wah. This is awesome. So says the Gemara, Amalach of Yosef, so if Yosef will say to you, I'm two lines before it gets wide, Begneva va'aveda, dechuli alma lo plige, dechayav, no. Everybody agrees that should he be unable to use the money, then he would be a Shomer Aveda. A Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Socher. A Shomer Socher is Chayav for Gneva Va'aveda. Right, so where am I? So Melech of Yosef, Gneva Va'aveda, Duchliyam, Lo Plige de Chayav. Ki Plige Ba'onsin. Where they argue, where Rab Akiva and Rab Tarfin argue, is ultimately when it comes to, where they differ is going to be when it comes to Onsin. The Shoel, right? And Onsin, that a Shoel is Chayav, that a borrower is Chayav for. Reb Tarfin Sovar, Reb Tarfin says, Shoru le Rabbonon lishtamushe bigavayu. Reb Tarfin says, look, he's allowed to use the money, and therefore, Vahavale Shoel alayu, and therefore he's Betzim a borrower, and therefore, as a borrower, he's going to be Chayav for Onsin. Rabbi Akiva Sovar lo Shoru le Rabbonon lishtamushe bigavayu. And Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to use the money. And therefore, you're like a Shomer Socher. You're not like a Shoel. Hilkach lo yavi Shoel alayu. Therefore, you're not going to be considered, he's not going to be considered a borrower. Therefore, he's going to be potter for Onsin. Frecht the Gemara. Yochi lefichach de'am Rabbi Akiva lamali. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam. Da, 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 da. Ho, ho. Do, 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 do. This is so awesome. So Rabbi Akiva says that you're not allowed to use the money. And he says, and because you're not allowed to use the money, therefore, you're going to be potter from Onsin. So the therefore part, the part about being potter, Sorry. He doesn't say you're potter from Onsin. You're potter for Achrayus. Enu chayv ba'achrayuson. You're potter. It's unclear what he's potter from, right? Gneva v'aveda or Onus, right? That's in question, right? Rav Yosef's kind of pushing to say Onus, but initially we said it's Gneva v'aveda. Let's start that over. Rabbi Akiva says that he's not allowed to use the money. And now, there's a second part. Lefichach, and therefore, because he's not allowed to use the money, he's potter. Now, if you say that he's potter from Gneva Va'aveda, well then I understand what Rabbi Akiva is teaching me. He's teaching me that a Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Chinam, and therefore he's potter for Gneva Aveda, and don't say like Rav Yosef says that he's like a Shomer Socher and he'd be Chayev for Gneva Aveda. No. So Lefichach is critical. Okay? If you say that the machlokas between Rav Tarfin and Rabbi Akiva ultimately comes down to Gneva Aveda and not like Rav Yosef says that it's talking about Ones, that it's talking about Onsin, if it's talking about Gneva Aveda, so I understand why there are two parts to Rabbi Akiva's statement. Part number one, of course, which is his opinion that he's not allowed to use the money. And part number two is that, and therefore, he's potter for Gneva Veda. And don't say that he's chayiv b'gneiva aveda, because it's actually a machlokas, as we saw between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Rabbah says that a shomer aveda, which he is in this case, or Rabbi Akiva says he's not allowed to use the money, therefore he's a shomer aveda. And it's a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Rabbah says that a shomer aveda is like a shomer chinam, and therefore he's potter for gneiva aveda. Rav Yosef argues and says that a shomer aveda is like a shomer socher, and therefore he's chayav for gneva va'aveda. I hope I'm getting all these details right. There's a lot of them. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is saying, look, he's not allowed to use the money. Therefore, he's like a shomer aveda on them, and therefore he's potter for gneva va'aveda because he's like a shomer chinam. He's not like a shomer socher. So he's be'ez, it's be'etzim. Ultimately going to be a support for Rabbah as opposed to Rav Yosef. But if you say, like Rav Yosef is pushing us to say, which is that no, everybody agrees that if he's not allowed to use the money, then he's a Shomer Aveda, and a Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Chinam, and he's going to be Chayev for Gnev Aveda, and what he's Potter for is Shoel, is Onsen, because he's like a Shoel. Well, if that's the case, so I don't need, or so he's Potter for Onsen, because he's, wait, oh my God, what? I hope that, dude, I'm sorry, there's so many layers here. I think I'm probably mixing things up. Rav Yosef says that if he's not allowed to use the money, so then he's like a Shomer Aveda, and a Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Chinam, no, it's like a Shomer Socher, and a Shomer Socher is Chayav, Begnev Aveda, but Potter for Onsen, because he's not a Shoel, a Shoel would be Chayav for Onsen, but he's a Shomer Socher, and he's Potter for Onsen. But if that's the case, Rabbi Akiva, well, if that's the case, Rav Yosef, then I don't need the second part of Rabbi Akiva's statement. Just tell me he is not allowed to use the money, and then I can take it from there. He's not allowed to use the money, so if he's not allowed to use the money, he's a Shomer Aveda. Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Socher. Shomer Socher is Chayev for Gnev Aveda, Potter for Onsen. Okay, like I don't need that. Therefore, right, if you say, like we said originally, that the machlokes between Reb Taif and Rabbi Akiva is by Gneva Vaveda, so I need the Lefichach to say, and therefore he's potter for Gneva Vaveda, because it's like Rabbah, it's not like Rav Yosef. But if you say, like Rav Yosef wants to say, that no, the machlokes is by Shoel, is by Ones, well then, okay, fine. So Rabbi Akiva says that you're not allowed to use the money. Honestly, he doesn't need to say anything else. I can take it from there. Okay, I get it. If he's not allowed to use the money, according to the way Rav Yosef wants us to understand it, if he's not allowed to use the money, so Mele is a Shomer Veda. Shomer Veda is like a Shomer Socher. Shomer Socher is Chayv for Gneva Veda, Potter for Onsen. Nobody's going to argue with that. So why do I need the second part to say, and therefore he's Potter? Obviously he's Potter. If we're talking about Onsen, who's going to argue? So, wow, Chevra, oh my gosh, I think I may have made some mistakes, but I hope ultimately I clarified them and that it's clear. Wow, this is the kind of stuff that turns your brain to mush. This is the kind of stuff that turns your brain to mush. It's the stuff that just goes deeper and deeper, and there's layers and layers and layers. But it's also the stuff that you can really, really get into. There's some real meat there. I don't eat meat. So this is like meat for me. Where are we? Wow, it's so geschmack. Here we are. A second wide line. Iyach, if that's the case, like Rav Yosef wants us to believe, that the machlokas is with regard to onsen, well then, lefichach da'omer Rabbi Akiva lamali, then I don't understand why we need the second part of Rabbi Akiva's statement. Just give me the first part. He's not allowed to use it. I don't need to know anything else. Iyomer bishlomo b'gnevav avedo depligei. So I understand Rabbi Akiva's double statement. If the machlokes between Rabbi Taif and Rabbi Akiva is with regard to Gneva Va'aveda, which essentially means it's a machlokes of do we treat a Shomer Aveda like a Shomer Socher, like Yosef says, or like a Shomer Chinam, like Rabba says, and he's Be'etzim teaching us, and he's Potter for Gneva Va'aveda like Rabba. So, Hainu de Katani, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Yishtamish Boed. That is why Rabbi Akiva says two things. First of all, lo yishtamish boy, and you can't use the money. And lefichach, and therefore, here comes the big chiddush, im avdu, if they get lost, Geneva Vaveda, Eino Chayev Achrayuson. He's not Chayev Beachrayis, because he's like a Shomer Chinam, like Rabba, and Shomer Chinam is Potter for Geneva Vaveda. Sakadai Techaminu, because I may have thought to say, Shomer Socher Avikidur of Yosef. I may have thought to say, after all, that maybe it's like Rav Yosef, that is a Shomer Socher for Geneva Vaveda Mechayev, and that it'd be Chayev for Geneva Vaveda. No? Kamash Malon, Lefichach. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, no. Therefore, he's Potter for Geneva Vaveda. He's not like a Shomer Socher, he's like a Shomer Chinam. Hashad Omret, Lo Yishtamish Boyen. And now that you're saying, that to Omret, Lo Yishtamish Boyen, that he's not allowed to use the money, Shomer Socher, Lo Have, he's not a Shomer Socher, Velo Mechayev, Begneva Vaveda, and he's not going to be Chayev Begneva Vaveda. It's like Rabba, it is not like Rav Yosef. Eloi omrit begneva va'aveda d'chuli amo lo plige d'chayev. Ki plige ba'onsin d'shoyel. But if you say, like Rav Yosef wants us to think, that if we were to hold that you're not allowed to use the money, and you are a shomer aveda, and a shomer aveda is like a shomer socher, and therefore you're going to be chayev for gneiv aveda. The machlokas is by onsin. So you omit be gneiv aveda the chuliyam lo pligi the chayev. Everybody agrees you're going to be chayev. Ki pligi be onsin, but the argument is by ones the shoyel, that a shoyel is chayev for and a shomer socher is potter. So my lefichach to Rabbi Akiva. So why do I need the lefichach? Chachem ibayi le. Let me know what it should say. Is Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Yishtamish Boyin? So Rabbi Akiva should simply say that don't use the money. The Anu Yodayin. And oh, okay. If he can't use the money, that they came to Lo Yishtamish Boyin, that since he's not allowed to use them, so Memela he is a Shomer Aveda. Shomer Aveda is Kishomer Socher. He's going to be Chayev for Gnev Aveda. He's going to be Potter for Onis. Lo Yishoyel Havi. And Memela is not a Shoyel. Why do I need this second part, the lefichach, to say therefore he's part of b'achrayis? It's not teaching me anything. I know that already. Mishum lefichach to Reb Tarfin. And for the Gemara, for symmetry. You don't need the lefichach of Reb Akiva, but you do need the lefichach of Reb Tarfin. So if, because Reb Tarfin has a lefichach, Reb Akiva Oichid has a lefichach. Lefichach Reb Tarfin Lomeli. Why do I need the lefichach Reb Tarfin? Reb Tarfin says you're allowed to use the money, and therefore you're a shoyel, you're a borrower, and therefore you're a chayev for onsin. Okay, what? Just tell me you're allowed to use the money. Memela, I know he's a borrower, and he's going to be chayev for onsin. What's the lefichach of Reb Tarfin? Hachikom, this is what he's saying. Kevin d'sharu le'rabon l'shtamushe begavayu, that since the rabbis, since you're allowed to use the money, kiman de ishtamish bigavayu dami, so it's as though you did use the money, v'chayev b'achrayuson, and you're going to be chayev b'achrayis. That the mere fact that you're allowed to use the money, even if you didn't use it, you're considered like a shoyel, and you're going to be chayev for onsin. Okay? V'avdu katani, but still, Rav Yosef, I don't understand. You're telling me that the machlokas is about ones, but it says, in the Mishnah it says avdu, right? What does it say? Right? May be dam tavno mi shtamish ben fikhim avdu chay bachrus and Rabbi Akiva omer lo shtamish ben fikhim avdu in chay bachrus. We're talking about gnev vaveda, we're not talking about ones. Well, kidrab it's like rabbi dam rabbi nignivu belistim mizuyin avdu shtavus finos bayam. Well, when we're talking about gnev vaveda, we're talking about gneva, like listim mizuyin, which is ones. Or Aveda that it got lost, Shatavus Vinosu Bayom, that his ship sunk at sea and it got lost that way. So these are situations of onus. Wow! Chavi, that was the hard part. Y'all handled it like champs. That was the hard part. I hope I handled it like a champ. I don't know. I definitely confused some things there. There are a lot of moving pieces and it's hard to make sure that you don't mix up any of them at any point. But there's Rabbi Akiva, there's Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Socher, Kinev Vaveda, Onsin, Shoel. Whew. My oh my, I feel like my brain just got a massage. That's what it feels like. It feels like my brain just got a massage. Well, I'll tell you, Epis, for the rest of the daf, it's not hard. The rest of the daf is not hard, but there is a lot left to the daf, though, so we got to go weiter. Oh, wow. Okay. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Alocha Trib Tarfin, ho. So if Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, that the Alocha is like Reb Tarfin, that you can use the money. Biad Rochbe, Ava Le, Anu Zuze Diasme, Rochbe had, I guess maybe Rochbe de Pumbedisa. He had money for orphans. Also, the comment of Yosef, it comes to Yosef Amarlein, he says to Yosef, Malish Tamushe, Begavayu, can I use the money? Amarlein, Ochi Amar, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Alocha Krib Tarfin. Rav Yosef says, look, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, the Alocha Krib Tarfin, that you're allowed to use the money. Amarlein, Abaye. Abaye says to Yosef, wait a second, Vlav Itmar Allah, Amar Mchelba Amar Huna, Lo Shanu Ela, B'dme Aveda, that's specifically by B'dme Aveda. Since he exerted effort and he found this item and he took it home with him and he sold it, you know. So therefore he could use the money about Mos Aveda. Wait, what? Bidmei Aveda. Wait, what? Oh, interesting. Okay, fine. Noshanel Bidmei Aveda Hov Vitarachba, right? Meaning he finds a calf and he finds a buyer and he sells it and he gets that money. So he worked for it. So therefore he can use it. Avamos Aveda to Lotarhbu, but if you simply find the money and take it home, lo, then you would not be allowed to use that money if you just found money and didn't have to do anything. So Vani Kimos Aveda Damu, and the money of these orphans is like Maos, the money that was found, right? He didn't do anything for them. People deposited it with him. So Amale, so Rav Yosef says to Rochbe, Zil, get out of here, Loshav Kli Da Ashrilach, they are not allowing me to allow you to use the money. Says the Mishnah, Matzah Svarim. Okay, Chaver, for the rest of the daf, it's not particularly difficult. There's a lot here. It's not small, but it's not hard. Matzah Svarim, if he finds, I guess, Sifrei Torah, Kori Boim, so you can, or at least like, Sifrei Tanakh, Kori Boim, so you can read them. Where am I? Matzah Svarim, if you find Svarim, Kori Boim, you can read them. Echad L'Shloshim Yom, every 30 days, right? Just to make sure that they're being used and not getting moldy or whatever, I don't know. Vim Eino Yodea Likos, and if you don't know how to read, so go to least roll them, do something to them to keep them, from just getting worn out, old and I don't know. I don't know what happens if you leave it. I don't know, maybe it just gets worn out. And if you don't use something, I guess it gets unused, right? Whatever, that's what we're saying. Yeah, use it every so often. Just take it out, air it out, whatever, I don't know. But don't learn for the first time from these Sfarim, because then, if you're learning for the first time, it takes longer. I'll tell you, Chever, I learn every daf three times. The first time it takes me a few hours. The second time it takes me a few hours, but not as many few hours. First time takes me a few hours. The second time takes me a few hours, but not as many few hours. So maybe the first time, maybe between 2 and 4 hours, and the second time between 1 and 3 hours. And then the third time is when I learn it with you. So that's 45 minutes, an hour. So meaning if you've done it already, so it goes a little quicker. So don't learn from this sefer that you found. Don't learn for the first time this subject matter, because it'll take long, and we don't want you to use it too much, just enough to keep it from whatever happens if it's not used. Neglect, that's a good word. Neglect just implies bad stuff happening. And you shouldn't have somebody else read it with you, because if you have two people, they're going to be yanking it and grabbing it, and who knows what can happen. Matzoksus, if you find a garment, menayra echad shloshim yom, so I don't know, shake it out or something every 30 days. Awesome. Also said it shouldn't get neglected. That's a great word here, so that you don't neglect it. Veshotcha the tzorka, and you can spread it out for its needs. But not for your own honor, right? So if it's some kind of what's that thing called? The kind of thing you hang up on the wall, kind of thing. Does it start with a P? A thing that you hang up on the wall, kind of thing. So one of those things. I feel like maybe it starts with a P. Is that possible? A puh. A puh. Is it a puh? A puh. So, is it? No, I don't think it's a puh. I don't remember. A tapestry. It doesn't start with a P. But it's got a P in it. All right. A tapestry, let's say. Whereas if it's like a tapestry, so you can hang it up on your wall if, like, you know, to prevent neglect, but don't hang it up on your wall because, like, oh, great, now you have this great tapestry. Awesome. Great find. If you find silver or copper vessels, mishtamesh boen litzorkun, so you can use them for their needs so that they're not neglected. Avalola shachakun, but make sure they don't get worn out. If you find gold or glass, if you find gold or glass, wait until Elijah the prophet comes and he'll tell you who it belongs to. If you find a sack or a box, it's not the kind of thing you normally pick up. You know, you're walking down the street and you see like a sack there. It's like an empty sack or something. You probably just keep walking. So you don't have to, you know, pick it up and find the owner. You don't have to pick it up. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Says Shmuel, Amotzi tefillin bashuk. Person finds a pair of tefillin at Shuk Machne Yehuda. Now, I'm not talking about at the Chabad stand. I'm talking about you find in a random, neglected place tefillin in Shuk Machne Yehuda. Shom Dmeinu Manichon Le'altar. So you immediately sell them and you put aside the money and that is what you will return. Mosiv Ravina. Ravina asks the Kasha. Mosiv Svarim. Korei Boin Echad L'Shloshim Yom. The Ravina says, wait, but if you find Svarim, this is from our Mishnah. Right? If you find Svarim, so you read from them every 30 days. If you don't know how to read, Golan, so you roll them. Golan in, Shom Dmeinu Manichan Lo, you roll them, you don't sell them. Yeah, but the difference is Tfilin are readily available, right? You have if you sell them and you have the money, you can give them money, and then the person comes to retrieve them, so you give them the money, and then the money, you can easily just go and buy new tefillin, which is not the case by, if it's a Sefer Torah, so then, but a Sefer Torah is more difficult, and therefore, hold on to it and kind of take care of it, don't sell it, because it'll be harder to find the new one. Fine. Somebody who borrows a Sefer Torah from his fellow, don't now lend it out to somebody else. And the person the borrower can open it up and read from it, but don't, you know, do the initial learning from it, because then that will be extensive usage. Nobody else should read with him. And similarly, if somebody deposits his Sefer Torah with his friend, and the friend is now a shomer, a custodian, so every 12 months, the custodian should roll it. He can open it up and read it. But if he opened it up for his own, out of his own interest, also he's not allowed to do so as a custodian. Sumchis Omer says, Sumchis, we're going to drill down into this brisa. So if you're wondering, like, wait, there's a lot of stuff here, we're going to go into everything one at a time. Sumchi says, "Bechodosh shloshim yom, a new Sefer Torah he needs to kind of open up or read from every 30 days. B'yoshon, an old one, shnemasa chodesh, then that's 12 months. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, echod zev echod zev shnemasa chodesh." Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, regardless of if it's old or new, he opens it up every 12 months. Omer Mar. Okay, so now we kind of dig down, drill down into this Beraisi. Hashel Sefer Torah Michaber, somebody who borrows a Sefer Torah from his friend. He should not then lend it out to somebody else. Sorry, one second. I need to rub my nose. Okay, sorry, mom. Okay, Lo Yashlenu La'acher, do not lend it out to somebody else. My area Sefer Torah. Why? This isn't something that's unique for a Sefer Torah, that if you borrow a Sefer Torah, you can't lend it out to anybody else. If you call milenami, if you borrow anything, you can't lend it out to somebody else. Dam Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Kanshan Rebbe. that Rish Lakish teaches, that Rebbe taught, Ein Ashoil Rashil Ashil, Vein Asoichel Rashil Askir. A borrower cannot lend it out to a third person. A renter cannot now rent it out to a third person. So this isn't unique to Sefer Torah, but Sefer Torah, it's three chalei. Well, yeah, but we needed to teach specifically though about the Sefer Torah, because Ma'udatema may have thought ni chalei leinish di yisavid mitzvah b'mamone. I may have thought that the person who owns the Sefer Torah is okay with the borrower lending it to somebody else, because after all, it's a Sefer Torah. Mimelis, why is somebody using a Sefer Torah to do a mitzvah with it? So maybe the owner would be okay with that. Kamash Malon, no. You can't, if you borrow something, you don't have the right to lend it out to anybody else. Poscho v'korebo, he can open it up and he can read from it. Pshita, obviously. V'lamai shayle, mine. I don't understand. The Bryce is telling us that if somebody borrows a Sefer Torah from his fellow, he can open it up and read it from him. Shouldn't that be obvious? Why else did he borrow it? So Sefer, it's three chalei, we need it for the Sefer. Uvilvad, shlo yilmad bo batchila. But even so, you shouldn't learn initially from the borrowed Sefer Torah, because then you're going to use it sort of more extensively. V'chein ha-mafkid Sefer Torah etzel chaver, somebody who deposits the Sefer Torah by his friend, and his friend is now a custodian for the Sefer Torah. Go lo kol shnim osur chodesh, so he rolls it every 12 months. Poscho v'korebo, he opens it up and he reads from it. Maya vidite gabe, why is he opening it up and reading from it? He's not allowed to do that. Besu, and more so, in bishvilo poscho osur, So v'su in bishvilo poscho osur, that you're not allowed to open it up for your own interest, right? If the custodian cannot learn it up for his own interest to read from it, ha'omad poscho v'koribo, but we just said that he's allowed to open it. So it's kind of confusing. First of all, why is he allowed to open it? And second of all, then we say don't open it, but you said do open it. Ha'chikom, this is what it's saying. Imkshu golulo, if while he's rolling it, poscho v'koribo mutter. Look, if while he's rolling it, because he needs to roll it every 12 months, 30 days, machlokas, depends. But anyways, if he's rolling it, and then he's reading it while he's rolling it, beseder. In bishvilo poscho, but if he opens it because he wants to study from it, also you're not allowed to do that when you're a custodian. Sumchis Omer says, Sumchis bechodosh shloshim yom, for a new Sefer Torah. Every 30 days you roll it, b'yoshin shnei masu chodesh, with an old one every 12 months. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, echodzeh vechodzeh shnei masu chodesh. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, whether it's new, whether it's old, you roll it every 12 months. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov anitanakam. There's Ben Yaakov saying the same thing as Tanakama, who also said that you roll it up every 12 months. Come Sumchas, he says, well, it depends. That's only if it's old, but if it's new, it's every 30 days. Says Rabbi Ben Yaakov, it's every 12 months. It's the same thing as the Tanakama. Ella Emar, I'll say Rabbi Ben Yaakov Omer, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Shloshim Yom. That whether it's new or whether it's old, it is, you roll it every 30 days. Havalo Yilmod Bo Batchilo, V'likra Acher Imo. But do not, right, so we say that if you borrow a, wait, or is this going from the Mishnah? Yeah, this is from the Mishnah, right? If you find a lost object, right, if you find a sefer, you shouldn't learn initially from it, and somebody else should not read with you, because you might be yanking at it, and that could ruin it. But we have a contradiction. Leikra parsha v'yishne. Do not read a parsha and then read it again. Leikra bo parsha v'yitargim. Don't read a parsha from the Torah and then translate it, because these are things that are going to means that you're going to be using it for a long time, extensively. Lo yiftach bo yoser migimel dapin. Don't open up more than three, columns. V'leikru bo shlosha b'nei adam, and three people should not read b'kerech echad in one volume. Hashnayim korin, but two people can read. So we're saying three people can't, but two people can. Amar bai lo kasha kam b'nyun echad kam b'shnei inyonim. It depends. If they're both reading the same inyan, then that's a problem, because they might both grab at it. But if they're reading two separate things, then that's okay, because each one has kind of their own space. Motzu ksus minayra echad shloshim yom. If he finds a garment, so he shakes it, I think, every 30 days. L'meimah d'niur ma'ilei lo. Wait, is this shaking? One second. Yeah, I think it's shaking. But shaking, I think, can also be done with like a, it's like whack it or something. Okay, so the name of the neir my de law, is that to say that right, that shaking is good for it? Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, mishiyesh lo gardi uman besoch beso. If a person has an expert weaver in his house, well then yinar ksuso b'chol yom, he should shake his garments every day, meaning shaking is bad for the garment, but if you have an expert weaver, well, okay, you may as well shake it every day and, you know, get your money's worth, whatever, but, you know, the implication being that shaking it would be something bad that you should only do if you have an expert weaver on hand to help you out. So, Amir b'chol yom, kashi la, sure, to do it every day is a problem. Echad l'shloshim yom, ma'alei lo. But once every 30 days, it's taka a good thing. Maintenance, to prevent neglect. Ibai same alternatively, lo kasha, ha b'chad va b'trei. Depends. To shake it out with one person is beseder. Two people is not, because then you might, you know, they're going to be yanking at it and stretching it. V'ibai same alternatively, lo kasha, ha b'yada va b'chutra. Depends. If you're doing it with your hand, so beseder. If you're doing it with a stick, then it's not good. By same alternatively, lo kasha b'de'imra b'de'kitona. Depends. If it's wool, then shaking it could be bad for it. But if it's linen, then it's okay. On Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan kasa de'charshin below kasa the potion. You should prefer a cup from sorcerers rather than a cup of lukewarm water. V'lo amaran ela b'chlei matechos. But that's only if the lukewarm water is in a metal cup. Aval b'chlei charash cheres lo. But not if it is in a earthenware cup, then that's fine. Leislan bo. Uvichle matelchos nami. Also, if it's in a metal cup, it's only a problem. Lo amaran ella delo tzvitz. Aval the tzvitz leislan bo. It's only if it's not boiled. But if it's boiled, then it's fine. Lo amaran ella delo shadabei tzivya. That's only if there's nothing else in it. Aval shadabei tzivya. If there are other things in it, leislan bo. Then it's no problem. V'amar Reb Yochanan says Reb Yochanan misheniach lo aviv maus harbe. If a fellow's father left him a lot of money, v'rotze la abdon, and he wants to lose and squander all of that money, Yubash big de pishton, you should wear flax clothing, v'yishtamish b'cheiz chuchis, and use glass vessels, v'yiskor payalim, v'aliyesh yivimoyen, and you should hire workers and don't manage them. Yubash b'chle pishton b'kitone romisa. When we say that he should, if he wants to squander his money, he should wear linen clothing, it means Roman linen, because Roman linen is expensive and it wears out quickly. V'yishtamish b'chle chuchis. If it's talking about white glass that breaks easily. And you should hire workers and don't manage them. Targuma be toire dinofish pseidai. That's talking about ox drivers who are, you know, like in your vineyard harvesting, and if you don't manage them, they're going to ruin your vineyard. So that's going to be a problem. Yeah, we should probably stop here. Wow. Okay, that was Daf Chav Tes. Was that a long Daf? I think it was a long Daf. I don't think it was an hour, though. Maybe because the last part, even though it was big, it kind of went pretty quick. Wow, that was some Daf, though. Right, the we talked about a lot of interesting stuff, actually, right? If you find an animal that works and also eats, so then you hold on to it for longer, but ultimately, if you still have it after 12 months, then you sell it and preserve the money. But if it just eats and doesn't work, then you sell it and preserve the money. And we talked about the big machlegs between Rabbi Akiva and Reb Tarfin about what can you do with that money. Reb Tarfin says you can use it. Rabbi Akiva says you cannot use it. And then we had this big machlekes about what are the implications if you cannot use it. Are you like a shomer chinam, like Rabbi says, or like a shomer socher, like Rav Yosef says? And super interesting stuff. Really had to use our brains over there. And then we talked about kind of different things that you find and preventing neglect and things. Peace out.